You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Packernet Podcast. I am your host and resident panelist, as always, Ryan Schlipp. Check us out online, packernet.com. Find me on Twitter, pack_net. So today is something entirely different. This is an inside joke between me and all of you that everybody has forgotten at this point. A long time ago, I don't even remember exactly how it all came to be, but I remember saying it would be freaking hilarious if Jersey Mike did, like, a film breakdown. Like, this freaking, whatever Italian word that means something not nice. Freaking guy's a dirtbag. You know what I mean? I thought it'd be funny. And I told him, yeah, you should reach out to me. We'll set something up. We'll make it work. And he's like, all right, I'll do that. And then a little while later, he shot me over something. I'm like, oh, dope. Forgot about that. And then I forgot about it again. But now, I remembered. He called in yesterday and was talking about, loving to watch tape, and I was like, oh yeah, forgot about that thing. Went back, sure enough, he sent it to me, I forgot he did. So he'll be surprised as well to find out that he is the host of today's episode. But that's what we've got. We've got a new segment. It is a Jersey Mike film breakdown of none other than Bryce Young. As for me, I guess I get the day off. Thanks, Jersey Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jersey Mike. So I was given a little bit of a project here, and my thing was to roast the ever-living, crud out of Bryce Young. I've been told he's all this and that, and I'm somebody who likes to be realistic about things. It's my Jersey nature, you know? So, we're gonna watch some Bryce Young film. I'm gonna pause it when I see something I like and when I see something I don't like, and, I'm gonna, you know, tell you how I feel afterwards. We're gonna watch, I think, some Texas, some LSU, and some, Tennessee, games. And, if there's other ones that I gotta watch and you think I'm insane, let Ryan know on, you know, Packing It After Dark. But without further ado, I'm insane. And Bryce Young is on the roast train. So initially off the bat, you know, first drive of the game, it looks like he's decent. But the second that pressure is up in his face, he seems to have a loose cannon. But, you know, that's the thing, I guess, for college quarterbacks. They kind of do that, and you hope in the NFL they clean it up. And here's the thing. I'm gonna be harsh, but Bryce Young, I mean, he looks good when he's got a pocket so far. I'm watching this Texas game, it's second quarter, you know, they finally get the ball back, but the drive before, he takes a sack on third down when I think he had guys open. And, you know, the pocket collapsed on him, but he gets caught just staring downfield without any sense of the pressure or where it was coming from. I mean, I think he might clean it up later in the game, but that he's not off to a good start here in Texas. And immediately when I go and look back at the tape here, that was an interception. I don't know who the guy, but there it was he had a good pocket. He had a clean pocket. The announcer even said it. And I'm looking at guys that are wide open, and he's got three guys on top of his receiver that he's trying to throw the ball to, and that should have been picked. He got lucky there. Now I'm going to preface this and say I've already watched these games before, so I already have an inkling of how I feel. I'm just going back and revisiting the games and recording this as I watch them again, so I don't have to drag you through a 40-minute podcast here, or even longer. But I'll be honest, not impressive so far in this Texas game. You know, it's the second quarter, you should be settled down. He only looks good when he's got a clean pocket and guys are wide open. That's kind of the theme, I think, for the rest of this game. But let's keep going. I mean, geez, I'm dropping stuff here. Anyway, I mean, geez, this, I'm blown out of my seat. That's what just happened. He doesn't even look that the safety is queued up on his little bubble screen to his receiver. Or maybe it's the DB. But, I mean, there's nobody out there to guard from this DB. And he throws the ball like 70. And this is going to be my complaint through the rest of how I feel about Bryce Young. He doesn't put zip on the ball. There's no haste on the ball. And that's kind of how I feel about how Bryce Young throws and how he plays. It's just like all lackadaisical. There's like no oomph. And there's no power behind it. And this is going to be the theme. But like, dude, how many yards off the line of scrimmage is your receiver, and it takes forever for you to get the ball there to the point where the DB's on top of him. By the time he gets the ball, he's got nowhere to go. And this is going to be something that Bryce Young is going to have to clean up. I think Bryce Young needs to sit behind somebody, and he needs to sit in the weight room, go into the weight room and work that arm a little bit, because I think it might be a little underpowered, and or maybe it's a footwork thing. That could be completely it. And I know Jordan Love, had an arm, a cannon for an arm. But, yeah, maybe that's why I didn't want to throw at the combine. Who knows? Same thing here is 2nd and 11, and they only get 2 yards because, again, a really crappy, underpowered throwing ball to a receiver that gives the defense time to react to it. And they stop him after only a 2 yard gain. And then he takes a huge sack on 3rd down. I mean, the pressure's right in his face. He's not even prepared for it. Bryce Young, did you come prepared to play against Texas? I mean, it is the 2nd game of the season, but geez, I thought Texas was supposed to be garbage. It wasn't even supposed to be allowed in the SEC. Wasn't that a thing? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't follow college football at all, but like, what? And then, you know, later in this game here in the third after halftime, he starts throwing some dots. But it's when he's on the run. And I feel like this is going to be the theme for Bryce Young. When Bryce Young is moving, he can throw some really accurate footballs, but it's only after, like, he's been scrambling around for his life. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but it's kind of weird. Oh, my God, I remember this play. He sacked for a safety here against Texas, and it's a garbage personal foul. And it's such a garbage personal foul. Bryce Young gets so lucky on this play. This right here is a safety. And Bryce Young gets a roughing the passer call on. It's not even roughing the passer. It's ridiculous. Because Bryce Young doesn't even throw the football. He doesn't know what's going on. And he taps his leg. He barely even touches him. He touches Bryce Young's leg, and somehow touching Bryce Young's leg while he's trying to make sure he's down, while he's flipping over the defensive lineman and the linebacker, whoever number zero is, maybe it's Marion Overshone. But like, this is a safety. This is a safety. This is the refs bailing out, bailing out Bryce Young. Wow. Words. Not capable of them right now. This is how frustrated I am. But is this going to happen in the NFL? I think this is going to happen in the NFL. This is what happened to guys like Bryce Young. They're not actually good quarterbacks, but because people want to think there's something special, they get a bunch of flags thrown for them because, we can't have them be bad. And this is going to start a theme of how I feel about how Bryce Young runs the football. He's lackadaisical and does not run with haste. It's like he's not really trying. I don't understand it. It's going to continue throughout the rest of the season. But why you do that, Bryce Young? Why you look like you're jogging and not moving very fast? Like, do you want to put some pep in your step? You do that in the NFL, you're going to get rocked and somebody's going to hurt you really badly. Are you trying to be the next Tua? I mean, is that an Alabama quarterback thing? No, don't get me wrong. There's some good things here. Again, this is going to be the theme for Bryce Young. If he's moving and dancing around a little bit, he can actually put a ball in a good spot. And you know, he gets some good short yardage completions. And I think that's really going to be the theme for Bryce Young. This man has to turn around and get his footwork solid. I think this is just a quarterback thing. I mean, a quarterback coach can tell me differently. I'm not a quarterback. I played safety. But maybe it's like a pitcher. And I feel like that makes sense, right? Like a pitcher in baseball, there's a complete, you know, technical motion to how you're going to throw the pitch, and how you're going to have your glove hand up. And I tried pitching for a little bit in Little League, and it was way too intricate for me. But I feel like that's football. You know, they always talk about, you know, your throwing motion has to be clean and crisp and fast. Especially in the NFL, because if you have a long throwing motion, that's how a lot of guys, you know, put balls on the ground. They fumble, or they take too long in their throws, and they're taking sacks when they should be ripping the ball downfield. So that's definitely going to be a thing, because it looks like when Bryce Young has it sped up and he's making some of those NFL throws, he throws the football better. So I mean, maybe the right team can clean up a lot of the mistakes that I'm seeing so far. Yeah, I'm looking at wide open guys, and he's taking sacks, and this is part of the problem. Maybe he's too short, and maybe this is the Kyler Murray issue, right? He can't see guys over the offensive line, so he's missing wide open guys who are really close underneath who got first downs. He's got two of them wide open. Even if one of them, you know, immediately catches the ball and goes down because there's a defender on him, he's got enough space to catch it, and that would be a first down, and he completely misses it, and he takes a sack. Or sorry, he doesn't take a sack, but he throws it incomplete. And this is against the defense that I quite frankly, there was holes in. So I don't like that. Again, second game of the season, so. But then he comes back on fourth down and fixes that mistake. He gets, I think it's Brooks wide open. I mean, there's definitely a defender that was underneath that could have picked that ball off. He was just inches away. So it was a good throw, yeah, but that could have been bad. And then they come up with a touchdown there. And, I mean, again, when he's moving around and he's got to, like, make an NFL throw and he's got to not plant his feet and get his feet up off the ground and rotate his body and throw that ball in there, he can make some pretty good throws. But some of them are reckless, and in the NFL, those are going to get picked. I'll say this. Texas defense on the last drive of this game here completely whiffs. They lost this game for Texas. Texas deserved to win this. That's how I felt. I remember last time watching it. I mean, give Bryce Young credit. He was taking exactly what Texas was giving him, but these are throws that any quarterback that expects to be in the NFL should make. Even to get drafted, these are wide open guys on wide open plays, and if you're going to be even a backup quarterback in the league, you got to be capable of making these throws. So yeah, he's good at that, and then he breaks a real long one on a run, and it looks like he puts a little bit more oomph in his step, but not too much. But he definitely jukes the shoes right, or breaks the ankles of the defender here to pick this one up. And again, yeah, he can do it now, but I don't think he can do that in the NFL. He's not big enough. Kyler Murray has that same problem, but I think Kyler Murray's actually more of an athlete than Bryce Young. I don't think Bryce Young is that fast. I don't think he's that quick. I think Kyler Murray is much more of a stud, and he's actually built better. I don't think Bryce Young, at his size right now, I don't think he's capable of taking the hits. So we'll pick this up in another game. All right, so the next game I'm going to be talking about is Bryce Young versus Tennessee. And this is another pretty good game. And I want to mention I'm specifically picking out good teams that I believe that Bryce Young played against because I want to see what he's going to do in stressful situations against teams that can go back and forth with Alabama. And so if you think that I'm, you know, not looking at games where he had a lot better games, or I'm not looking at games where he had worse games, I specifically picked these three games because the quality of the talent he's playing against. So, yeah. So to start this game off, I immediately do not like how he plays it. I mean, it's nothing special the first two throws. It's going to be short, simple throws that every quarterback, again, should be able to make. This is going to be a common theme, I feel like, with Bryce Young. He makes the throws that every quarterback should be able to make. Jimmy Garoppolo can make these throws, all right? And we all know Jimmy ain't special, but he can do some things. He can still do some things. I mean, Bryce has some other talents here, right? But this is nothing special here. And then on third down, he doesn't take a sack, but he gets hit and he throws the ball completely in the middle of nowhere. And this is an opportunity where Bryce Young, you're an athlete, use your feet, get outside the pocket. I mean, was he not ready to play football? And immediately, the second he gets the ball back, pressure in his face, throws the ball low. He had a guy, you know, there was a DB on him, but what are you doing? I mean, give your receiver a chance. Get the ball out of the dirt. I mean, he hits Brooks here on a nice, you know, post here. Or not a post. It is a post. Anyway, he hits him on a post, and the ball's behind him. Brooks was open enough, but the ball's behind him. And I think this is another thing that I had a problem with. Young, again, good pocket, and he's just not putting the ball in a good spot. I don't know what it is. Some quarterbacks, if they're not moving their feet, they just can't put a good ball up. And again, it's probably something to do with footwork, and probably some NFL, GM and the quarterback's coach are like, nah, we just clean up his footwork and we can make it better. And maybe that's exactly what guys like Matt LaFleur saw in Jordan Love. So yeah, I mean, good on him to do things like, first quarter, 5 minutes, 31 seconds in on second and 20, he's in his own end zone and it's after a flag and the ball goes sailing over his head kind of a little bit here from a bad snap, and he goes and picks it up and is able to run enough to throw the ball past the line of scrimmage and even get it to Brooks, who isn't able to make the catch. I mean, that's athleticism. That's where Bryce Young, everybody's going to be like, yeah, no, that's the quarterback you're drafting. Which, granted, during those moments, great. We got a Houdini type, but I'm sorry, this is the problem I have with Lamar Jackson. This is the problem I have with Kyler Murray. Do you have an NFL arm, and do you have NFL cold veins so that you could stand in there, be able to take hits, know when the pocket's closing, get out of it? You know, there's a lot to be in a quarterback nowadays. There's a lot of fast guys out there. That's what the NFL is. It's a lot of fast, you know, edge rushers, a lot of fast defensive tackles. These defensive tackles are 290 pounds running, you know, 4.5 or 4.6 40s. You know, you got a 300-pound dude who's coming at you quick. You got to be able to move. So, yeah, Bryce Young's got that. But I need to be able to see a little bit more. And I don't know that I see all that extra more. And then here on third down, he gets rocked because he can't step up into the pocket. It felt like he just kind of gave up on the play already. And this is what I don't like about Young. I see some of these weird traits that come out in games, like where he's not trying too hard. It's absolutely beyond me. Like, do you want to play football? Do you want to make big money in the NFL? Or do you want to be Kyler Murray, where guys are trying to put into contract, you can't play too much Call of Duty over here because I don't think you're passionate enough about football? Let's not be that guy. How about that, Bryce Young? How about you put your big boy pants on, say I'm going to the NFL and I'm going to live up to the expectations that are placed on me if I'm going to be expected to be the franchise quarterback of some team where millions of people care so much about how good I am? And here, I mean, they end up running it in, but Bryce Young is not the reason that they get a touchdown. And this is what's nerve-wracking about Bryce Young. You're down 28-3, I think it was. Let me go back on this real quick. I just want to. You're down 28-3, I believe it is. Let's see. Okay, sorry, 21-7, right? And you get denied on third and goal. It's just a really, and you're short. So you're not trying to make room, like you're standing in the pocket where you don't have to stand in the pocket. You've got a bunch of linemen in front of you who are just standing up waiting for you to throw the football while you got all these receivers running around. And your first thought isn't, okay, I need to make some space and get a better throwing lane. And you're down here on the goal line. This is your territory, Bryce Young. Get outside the pocket. Go make it look like you're going to run the ball in and then throw it to one of your wide open receivers. Aaron Rodgers, that's what he does specifically. That's what guys like Jalen Hurts do. You know, they kill you both ways. Bryce, you got to be able to do this. You got to be able to pick your head up. You got to be able to run out of the pocket. You got to be able to just... No, I don't like what I'm seeing so far. And then immediately he puts my words in my mouth, right? And I watch him go and make every play he's supposed to. He's starting to get outside the pocket. He's rolling around and he's making throwing lanes open up, and now he's throwing touchdowns. But what? We're 6 minutes left in the second quarter. You're down 28-10, and now you finally throw a touchdown. I mean, congratulations. You can come back from some games, and cool, there's guys that can do that. But if you make a habit out of that, that doesn't necessarily mean anything good. That means you're sleeping for a little bit. And if you're sleeping for a little bit in the NFL, you are going to get left behind. And on another touchdown drive here, I mean, I'll give him, he gets the touchdown, but he does what NFL quarterbacks should do. And people are gonna say, well, now you're just being real nitpicky, you just don't like the guy, right? It's not that. It's not that. Alabama is loaded with talent, right? So when I see a quarterback like Bryce Young out there, I want to see that next level stuff, that juice that I can't get from anybody else. Because how are you going to separate yourself from Taylor Heineke? How are you going to separate yourself from Daniel Jones? How are you going to separate, like, and I'm naming names that, like, you're going to say, oh, those are nobodies. They're not Bryce Young. They're not top of the, but what about Justin Herbert? Right? What about guys like that? What about Baker Mayfield? What about Kyler Murray, who he's directly compared to? And what are you going to see the problem is? These teams are not very good. And the problem generally, everybody says, oh, it's everything but the quarterback. And the problem is generally the quarterback. I mean, I might be wrong with Daniel Jones. I liked Daniel Jones. I don't know what it is about him, but he's a hard runner, and I believe he's a bit taller. And he's a bit more physical. I just think he makes boneheaded decisions, but he's got all the arm talent and all everything that I need for days. It's just the boneheaded decision problem. Here with Bryce Young, my problem with him is I just don't see that pizzazz. I don't see that next level anything.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And there's so granted, he'll be a decent franchise quarterback if you get him the right training so far. But other than that, I don't see, you know, first pick of the draft talent here. That's not what I'm seeing. That's not what I'm looking at so far. Man, it looks like they got a touchdown or a field goal, whatever it was, out of a stupid flag in the end zone that was not earned. That flag did not belong on that defense. I didn't see anything at all there whatsoever. It looks like actually Tennessee should have even intercepted the football. That was real ticky-tacky, and this is what I don't like. Why are we helping these quarterbacks who shouldn't get any help? He's a Heisman winner, right? That's what I heard. I didn't look this up at all, and I haven't even looked up his stats. I don't even care what his numbers are. You don't get points because you throw a bad ball and you get a flag out of it, and then there's some, you know, either you ran it in for a touchdown, you got a field goal. I'm not paying attention to the points, but no, I don't like that. Are we going to treat kids like Bryce Young special and then just throw specialty flags for them to make them all hyped up because that's what we're looking for here? No, I don't see it. Oh, and there's another example of you just not putting all the pressure or the effort in. And when you're running on 2nd and 8 here and you get stopped 2 yards short because you get decked by a linebacker because you couldn't figure out if you wanted to go to the ground or if you wanted to go forwards. Make your mind up. Get your head out your rear end, out of your posterior. Start putting your shoulder into it or get on the ground. Don't just be like, and then fall over as you're getting hit. Like, you're supposed to slide if you don't want to get hit, you moron. Wake up. Gibbs just bailed you out. And I suspect that if I go watch, Tennessee versus Alabama highlights, there's some big runs by Gibbs. I really like Gibbs. And I feel like part of the reason that Bryce Young is looked at so well is because Gibbs over here, Jahmyr Gibbs, is just electric. with the ball in his hands. I love this running back here. I'm gonna be so happy if we get him. Doubt it. I think he goes way before we can actually draft him or before it's worth it for us. But Jahmyr Gibbs is gonna be an electric running back in this league. Just you watch. Pressure right in his face, and it takes him 5 years to even see it because he's staring somebody down. Do you need glasses, Bryce Young? Do you need some help there? I mean, you're going to get run over a lot worse if you can't. And everybody says he's, you know, got a good feel for the pocket. I don't see it. Where? I mean, yeah, you got him here. It takes you to fourth and goal with 8 minutes left in the fourth before you finally think, okay, you know, with 1 yard left to get in here, I'm going to fake the run and, you know, fake that I'm going into the end zone and then throw it over to a wide open Cameron Latu because a linebacker comes downhill to stop you. I mean, this is what you want to see out of Bryce Young, but why does it got to take, you know, halfway through the fourth quarter before you wake up? That's disgusting. What are you doing the whole rest of the game? You're just lollygagging until you're needed? Do you think that's how it's going to work in the NFL? Do you think that that's how you're going to play football? I wonder how you practice. Tennessee absolutely deserves to win this game. They shut you down at the end there, Bryce. They shut you down. And you absolutely deserve to have it handed to you that way. I don't like what I'm seeing so far, guys. I don't. And there's nothing quality about Bryce Young that has jumped out to me so far out of all of these games. So now we're gonna get on with the LSU game. And this game is a good one. I really like this game because it really presents all of the problems I have with Bryce Young. So let's get into it. Also, can I mention that after watching all these games and watching who Bryce Young throws to, I'm really liking Jacory Brooks. I don't know what year he's in, but he's definitely going to be a name I'm looking at because he runs some really crisp routes. And when I'm talking about Bryce Young should be making a lot of these throws, Cameron Latu and Jacory Brooks and Jahmyr Gibbs, they are definitely guys that are getting drafted. Jacory Brooks, I have no idea when, but Jahmyr Gibbs and Cameron Latu are getting drafted this year. Cameron Latu might go late, he might go sixth, he might go seventh, but he's definitely a quality tight end. And Jahmyr Gibbs is like a second round, first round, running back talent. I think this running back class just has a lot of really good, really high upside running backs, so he's kind of getting watered down there and dropped down the draft board, but Bryce Young has a lot of talent to work with on this team here, and this game is going to expose him. So this first drive, he throws a dart into the end zone, and this is where I think that Bryce Young is going to have a problem in the NFL, okay? He steps up out of the pocket on second and goal here, or steps up in the pocket, sorry, up towards the center or the left guard, and he throws an interception because he doesn't have his head up. He's not looking, he just sees red, and he goes to throw the football, not realizing there's a defender right there who's on top of his guy, and that ball is intercepted. I think Bryce Young has played a lot of teams where he's got wide-open guys. He's got wide-open plays, and I feel like I'm missing a lot, and I'm going to go back and watch his highlights eventually at some point. But right now I'm just watching these three games, but initially right off the bat here, throwing this interception, bad look, this is real poor play. Okay, and here on 3rd and 10, you could have had the first down. You just got to start running. And he doesn't start running. He just needs a head of steam and to juke this defender out of his pants. And he runs, but he, like, puts a half-aid juke on here. And he's, like, kind of goes to the right, kind of goes back to the left, tries to... And you get the linebacker after, you know, a jump, skip, and a dance there. And then you got a DB that's on top of you because you took forever. And you gotta make decisions. Again, is it gonna take you all game? I forget how the end of this game was, but is it gonna take you all game to actually wake up and try to play some football here? And then here on third and, what is it, 15, 17 or something like that, up against your end zone, you got a wide open slot receiver. You had time to throw this ball away, even though you're under a little bit of duress. This is what happens when you know your playbook, right? You know where your guy is, so you're able to throw the ball. He's wide open. He's got, if you throw the ball with on a rope, real, like, with lightning speed, and you just gun it in there, this is a first down. And these are the throws where I'm saying, I need Bryce Young to make wow throws. I need him to make them wow plays. And this is where one of those moments where I'm like, here, make this wow play, wide open guy, and nothing. Because the pressure's in your face, you're not keeping your head up, you're not keeping your eyes downfield, you get lost, and then you just try to tuck the ball away way too late. It looks like you do come off your, you know, whatever you were reading, and you see it, but it's too late. It's like right there, boom, nope, it took too long. It took too long. You're not aware. You're not aware of when your receiver was stopping. You didn't trust in him, and you just didn't make the throw until it was too late, until your receiver was already out of his break. And that's why you threw a bad ball there. And on 35, you're going into the end zone. This is another one of those moments. Can you make a wow play? And you get stopped by this linebacker here. And you had a chance to juke him. You're running full speed, and this is what I'm saying. Like he's not faster than linebackers. He's not faster than these linebackers. These linebackers are outrunning him. And this is why I think Bryce Young didn't measure at the combine. And I wonder if he'll do a pro day, because quite frankly, I don't think he's built that well. I don't think he's even built like Kyler Murray. I don't think he's fast enough. I don't think he's agile enough. I don't think he's slick enough. He's got some suave and some smooth, but again, where's that electricity? Where's that extreme spark that I hear so much about? And all I see so far is consistency, which is good. Again, I don't think Bryce Young is not capable of being an NFL quarterback. That is not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying that for everybody think he is the first pick of the 2023 NFL draft year, you're absolutely wrong. And if a team picks him up, they're nuts. They're freaking nuts. And they need a new GM. They need to get, if the Panthers do this, they are so stupid. So stupid. Right? Bryce Young is a good quarterback, but I am not picking him up. I'm forgetting his name right now, but the guy out of CJ Stroud, that's a quarterback right there. He's got some things you need to clean up, but he's got some wow to him. I'm really liking CJ Stroud. That's my guy. That's my quarterback right now. I'm going to let you all know that, but Bryce Young, I don't see it. Tell me how I'm wrong. Call the Packernet after dark and let Ryan know how stupid I am. And this is going to be the theme for the rest of the game here. I know this for a fact. Bryce Young is good in the pocket when he's got a little bit of time. He's got a clean pocket. He can keep his head up and he doesn't have to worry about getting taken out. The second there's pressure on him, the ball starts going every which way. And I know Ryan's going to say, well, Jersey Mike, bro, that's what happens. All quarterbacks, look at them under pressure. Their numbers go down real bad. But quite frankly, when you're a mobile quarterback, to me, I feel like you need to be better under pressure than most other quarterbacks, because that's your whole shtick, right? Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl because he is extremely good under pressure. You got a guy in his face, and he's like, I know where that open guy is, and I can make a ridiculous arm throw and get it there. I have not seen that from Bryce Young yet. I haven't. And then there's a real bad throw because you don't know when your receiver is going to turn around. And I mean, could that be on Bryce Young? I don't know. Could it be on the receiver? I don't know. But I feel like when you're number six and you're Alabama, you kind of don't get off cue like that. And I haven't generally seen that kind of off cue stuff. And you're going up against LSU, who was looking like they kind of got a spy on you. They kind of don't. But they're putting you under a lot of pressure. And this is where Bryce Young cracks. And you have to walk away with the field goal going in there in the half, because you're getting destroyed by these defensive lines. It's like you get set, okay, I have to pass. And then you forget that your feet work. You just stand there. And it's a little baffling. I thought you would be, again, a lot more electric. For all of the hype you have, everybody says, oh, Bryce Young's going number one overall. And me knowing nothing about you. You know, I said the same thing. You know, rest in peace to this man because I feel bad. But the same thing about Dwayne Haskins. Everybody was so up about Dwayne Haskins. He's the best quarterback in this draft and blah, 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 blah. He was horrible. And nobody would listen to me. And I said, Dwayne Haskins is garbage. And what? Come on. I mean, please, why are we playing these stupid games? Bryce Young is a good quarterback. You're not number one overall. And then here it is. Pressure right up in his face. Wide open Cameron Latu. This is going to be a first down if you can just get him the ball and you throw it tall so that your short behind can get it over the defensive tackle who has now pushed your lineman all the way into your face. And instead of rolling out and making some space, you take the hit and throw a bad ball that in the NFL, I feel like either gets picked or you got sacked. I mean, or you get sacked in, or not sacked, or you get hit, you throw this ball and it comes down incomplete anyway, but now you've broken your ribs and now you can't really throw the football because you're only 190 pounds. And what, 5'11", 5'10"? I mean, I'm not that big. I'm not trying to play quarterback out here. There's a reason that I played on defense. It wasn't because I was bigger and I wanted to deal out punishment. No, it was because I was small, fast, and I could hide behind my big defensive lineman and then hit people at 100 miles an hour, and they weren't hitting me. It was actually really fun. But anyway, beyond the point, Bryce Young, I don't know that you're built this way as a quarterback. Somebody needs to take you, put you in the weight room, put some meat on your bones. You're going to have to work on your footwork. You're going to have to work on your throwing motion. You're going to have to work with your ability under pressure to move around. You're going to have to work on keeping your eyes up when you do move around under pressure. This is a project here. A good piece of marble, but it's going to have to be sculpted by a craftsman. A proper craftsman, because what I'm seeing right now is just a block of marble, and I'm not a craftsman, and I don't think I can make anything special out of Bryce Young, so somebody who's a heck of a lot more talented than me is going to have to come along, obviously, by the way, but is going to have to come along and mold this guy and shape this guy and chisel this guy piece by piece until he becomes great, and that's kind of what we're doing with that. That's not kind of what we're doing. That's exactly what we did with Aaron Rodgers. That's exactly what we've done with Jordan Love. And quite frankly, again, Bryce Young, in my eyes, is that. But I saw Jordan Love make more impressive throws, especially under duress. I don't know. Am I wrong? And this is what's going to happen. I'm going to start getting mad with how much he starts throwing the ball into the ground at the end of the third quarter here. But anytime there's any kind of pressure near him, these guys are not like open. They're like open enough where if you throw the ball at them in the right spot, they can catch the ball and maybe hold on to it with the defensive back fighting with them. But he's just throwing them into the dirt here. And it looks like he's trying to get them the ball. And this is where I'm concerned. Why does Bryce Young have a really, really hard time throwing the ball accurately with a lot of pressure around him? Oh, and here it is. Wide open Cameron Latu, or Latu, or however you're supposed to say it. And he's, I don't know if he's too short. I don't know if he's just not, but he's got two guys. I'm staring at him. Two guys wide open. And one guy who's not wide open, but one guy underneath who could definitely get the ball to and pick up some yards here. And he's just missing him. And it's because the pressure's all around him, and then he's going to throw a bad ball here, and I don't like it. I don't like it. What do you see in Bryce Young that I'm not seeing? I swear to God, Bryce Young, you have an infatuation with the ground. It's either you're throwing the ball into the ground, you're looking to get on the ground as fast as possible, you're looking to get away from the ground, but you know you're going to be on it in a second here anyway. Oh, my God. This is gross. This is gross. As an Alabama fan playing up against LSU, how are you a fan and you're happy with the way that this game was played? How? Okay, and everybody is going to say, I remember this play. This is going to pick me off. But everybody's going to say, oh, when Alabama was down 15-17 in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left, Bryce Young slipped the pocket, bounces to the left, then bounces back to the right, then finds Ja'Cory Brooks hoping for that touchdown on 3rd and 10. And you're going to tell me that Bryce Young isn't amazing? And if you even could decipher what I was just saying, God bless you. But Ja'Cory Brooks is wide open. The defense. This happened in the NFL, but I feel like it doesn't happen so much anymore, especially now that defenses have gotten really used to mobile quarterbacks and used to a lot of these trick plays. These are two wide open guys, on offense. Ja'Cory Brooks is the starting wide receiver, and I don't know who else this is. But Bryce Young breaks the pocket. He dodges a lot of guys here. I'm gonna give him that. I'm gonna give him credit. He navigates his pocket pretty masterfully, but I'm not gonna say he did better than any other mobile quarterback would do. I feel like Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers could sort this out. Maybe not now, maybe when he's younger. I feel like Jordan Love could do this. Justin Herbert, the Bengals quarterback. Daniel Jones, these guys could sort this kind of movement out. And then the wide open throw, it's not a special throw. I'm watching it, oh my God. And then I realize these two guys are wide open and one of them's not even moving at full speed and they kind of like really weren't moving as fast as they could be. And here, like, yeah, this touchdown happened, but like nothing super special. You did one thing great. Okay, good. Like that. But the second thing, I can't give you credit for it. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm not saying you did anything right, though. I'm saying that's like a, and I understand why PFF grades, on the scale that they do, because for me, this would be like a one play. You'd get one because that it wasn't super special. It wasn't super great here. Maybe even a half a point. Nah, probably a one. I'll give you a one for escaping the pocket the way that you did. But everything other than that was routine how it should be. Okay, so here going in, they're trying to get into field goal range, and this throw to get them to the 45 against Mecky Garner, it's going to be a post corner, I believe. Yeah, post corner. And it's really a good route by the wide receiver. I'll give him that. But when Bryce Young throws this ball, I'm expecting a ball that is on the outside shoulder that's towards the sideline, right? The upfield outside shoulder towards the sideline. I'm expecting that to be where the ball is, or at least towards the sideline, so that the receiver is going out of the sideline. This ball is so underthrown or inside that, like, the receiver has to turn around and spin around to catch this ball. If this DB is any good coverage, is this Jaire Alexander? The ball's either coming out or it's going the other direction. And God forbid it was Rasul Douglas. It's most likely going the other direction. And this is where you don't, I just don't see it. Oh, and then he, right after that, he's got a wide open Cameron Latu and he completely sails the ball over his head. A really freaking easy throw. Latu's got at least 3 to 4 yards between him and the DB and another 5 to 6 yards between him and the sideline. And the ball is like 5 feet over his head and like 3 yards more in front of where it should have been for him to catch his ball. It's just, this is big moments and these are easy throws and you're just completely whiffing on them. And then you finally get this other post corner or just corner out on the left side, left hash, and you finally get one over there. So it looks like you're gonna go to overtime. Looks like it. I forget how this game ends. And then here you go. You get pressure right in your face, and you got a wide open Ja'Cory. Well, not a wide open, but you got an open Ja'Cory Brooks one on one. He's your top receiver. I feel like Ja'Cory Brooks could go in and catch this ball. You throw it outside, so Ja'Cory Brooks has no chance of actually catching it. So you start off in overtime with a decent run. It looks like you guys either got a good kick return or something happened before you got your hands on the ball, and maybe you ran the ball and what should we call it? I don't even know. But then after that, you give it to Jahmyr Gibbs, who gets a decent run up the sideline. So you're right there. You got 2 yards. You got what? The first down, and then another 2 yards, and you're in for a touchdown here. And I don't like any of your throws that you make right here. I don't like how you play football. Oh, and it shows that LSU won. Good. You didn't deserve to win this game, and you didn't, and that's quite frankly exactly how I feel about you. You don't deserve it. I don't feel like you, Bryce Young, as a man, have even become a man yet. You're still a boy. You need to go out there. You need to get trained. Like I said, I'm 100% on that block of marble. So Bryce Young, I'll give you this. You're a quarterback that should play in the NFL, but I don't know if you'll amount to anything unless you can pull your head out of your posterior. If you survive and you succeed, it's going to be because you grind. It's going to be because you put the work in the weight room. It's going to be because you clean up your throwing motion. It's going to be because you clean up your footwork. It's going to be because you know the playbook. You're on the same page with all your guys. I don't know how he is as a person, but I really don't like his lackadaisical effort. I don't like the amount of try he has in the beginning of games. I don't like how he seems to crumble. He looks weak-willed, honestly. My evaluation is Bryce Young looks weak-willed. I think Jay Cutler had more motivation right now than I see in Bryce Young. So yeah, that's Jersey Mike's awful take on of Bryce Young. And if you disagree, like I've said multiple times, tell Ryan how much you hate me on Packernet After Dark. Call in. I don't know the number. Ryan, insert that here, whatever it is. But this has been the inevitable roast of Bryce Young. No. Good night.